Designer Karl Lagerfeld died 85 years old. No word on the cause of death. You know Lagerfeld for Chanel and Fendi. I mean, big names,
yeah,
part of that
huge
design team. The reason, I mean, great designer and absolutely deserves to be celebrated. But one thing I found very interesting about Karl Lagerfeld is that the designer left his fortune to his cat.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. How can you do that, though? When somebody leaves money to a cat, where does it really go? Because a cat is not, can't make decisions.
I don't know, but here's something interesting about that cat. I do not speak French, so I do not know how to pronounce her name, but she was a feline model. She's 8 years old, and so she was a multimillionaire on her own, worth $3 million.
Oh, holy cow. Whoa.
Yep, she was a feline model. She did photo shoots, scored $3 million for two modeling gigs back in 2014. She also has several maids to look after her 24/7 and has more than 165 followers on social media.
And here we are.
Wow.
Celebrating free lunch a little bit later.
Yes. Oh, I'm very excited about that.
The party train.
It's all relative.
It is.
It's all relative.
It is. So
well, a cat makes more money than we do.
I know. Yeah. It's sickening. Well, this Karl Lagerfeld, who was a designer, in his that clip that we heard, you might have understood it. I had a hard time. He said, you know, I'm not pretentious. I can't be pretentious. You left $1 million to your cat.
Well, who was already a millionaire.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe.
No pretentious.
Maybe the money goes to the people who are taking care of the cat?
I think it goes to the family somehow. It gets divided up.
Maybe.
There's got to be some kind of default.
Not if those are not his wishes.
Yeah, but it's the cat. The cat can't sit.
I don't know.
Can't go to the ATM and type. This just doesn't work.
This is a good question for our official attorney, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happens. You can't just.
How do they get it?
I don't know. And you can't just say, well, he meant to leave it to me. That's not how wills work.
There's got to be some kind of default where it goes to the kids or something.
And they spend it on the cat? I don't know.
Or he leaves it to a trustee whose responsibility is to take care of the cat and provide a certain lifestyle for the cat.
I guess.
Maybe so, because otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Well,
yeah.
Where does it go when the cat dies? Because the cat's already eight.
Maybe.
The cat's kids.
The kittens.
He may not like the kittens.
I'm going to ask our official attorney to join us on this because I do wonder.
Yeah.
Because that's why a lot of people fight. You know, families are like, well, he didn't have a will, but he wanted to leave it to me. That doesn't fly.
I think if I had a guess, it gets divided up equally among the immediate family. There's probably some type of default if you have life insurance and all that stuff.
Is that how it works if you're not a millionaire, multimillionaire?
I believe so.
I think it's very iffy because my dad used to have a living trust company work for a living trust company, and they were apparently more airtight than wills because apparently in certain states anyone can challenge a will, whether you're a family member or not.
Yeah. Well, why all the people
even having a will, people can say, "Well, no, I, you know," and you can challenge it. A lot of people don't.
So that's why we living see trust living trust better than a will.
That's my understanding.
Yeah. That's why we see when celebrities die, people come out of the woodwork. They're not family, but they challenge it and they have to go through with it.
I got Lisa. If you guys are interested.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good job,
man. Because they're mad. Hello,
all right,
Lisa.
Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. You never know what we're going to ask you.
No.
Go ahead, Katie.
Lisa.
No, I love it.
Let me
do the cat thing.
Good morning. Yeah, let me catch you up. So we're talking about Karl Lagerfeld, a very famous designer who passed away at the age of 85. We're finding out today that not only is his cat already a millionaire, multimillionaire,
right,
but Karl Lagerfeld left his fortune to his cat. We're like, how does that work? How does that work?
This guy was quite a character. I read a quote that he said about himself yesterday. He said, "I'm a very down-to-earth person, just not this earth."
Not this earth.
But he, what happens is you technically cannot leave your estate. You can't leave your inheritance directly to the pet. Cat, dog, guinea pig, none of it. You can't do it.
Oh.
But what you can do is you can set up a trust that benefits the pet. You know, it's for the care of the pet. And so you can, but technically pets can't because they are property. They don't have any kind of legal authority to deal in any kind of currency or anything like that, or legal documents or anything like that. So when people do this, and I'm sure he probably was well advised and did it the proper way, you can leave your fortune to a trust that cares for your pet. And then usually there's a plan for what happens to that money after the pet dies. You know, pets have sort of short lives, and, you know, the pet can't then pass the money on to someone else. And so there is a proper way to do it. And the pet, you know, his cat's probably really well cared for.
I believe that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
well, go ahead.
And then Jason Goodman asks, if, for example, let's say you have a trust or a will. We're hearing trusts are better than wills. I don't know. Maybe that's changed. But and then let's say everyone you leave something to, you all die at the same time.
Or life insurance.
Or life insurance, even if you... If everyone that all your beneficiaries, you let's say you're in some horrible accident, everyone dies, then what happens?
So if like actually this sort of something along those lines, I think happened with Prince. You know, I don't know if you've heard about what happened with Prince, but he actually didn't consult with estate planning attorneys and did not. He died completely without a will. Actually, he died intestate. And so what happens is, there are laws, like let's say, first of all, you die without a will at all. There are laws called intestate succession that govern how beneficiaries are decided. And it can go very remote down the family tree if need be. And, you know, they'll find a relative down the family tree somewhere, you know, even if it gets down to, you know, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever. But if you exhaust all the beneficiaries in your stated will, then, you know, the same thing you would, you know, if you're saying, like, you can't honor the terms of the will, is that right? Because nobody's still around?
Right.
Yeah, usually, I mean, you know, like with the Intestate Succession Act, you would find the heirs of those people usually. So if the will can't be performed, then there's every state has its own Intestate Succession Act to apply to say what ends up happening. But, like, the really bad thing with Prince not having a will, it said who it went to. It actually went through their state's, you know, in Minnesota, their Intestate Succession Act, and it went to people that really didn't even, I think, have a big role in his life, or that you would probably think he wouldn't have wanted it to go to. And a huge part of it was taxed in a way that he could have avoided if he'd had a good. So a huge, huge amount of his estate went to estate tax.
Man. I see.
Oh,
and I should have known this because I've seen the movie Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler. And you know,
I'm sure Lisa loves that reference.
I should have. I mean, because I base a lot of my truth on movies and Netflix shows. But, you know, some rich uncle he didn't know left him all the money.
Yeah.
But he's so like, okay, they try to do the immediate family members first, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, the way intestate succession works is it always goes to your spouse and your children first.
Right.
And then, and I mean, I've dealt with cases where, you know, you ended up going way down to great-great-grandchildren and stuff like that. Because sometimes, you know, if the person, especially, you know, if they didn't have a big family or they lived to be very, very, very old, and a lot of times the heirs will die off. If you end up with somebody that, I had a client that lived to be like 105, and I mean, all his kids were all dead.
Man,
oh my gosh.
Were even dead.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Well, as always, she's ready for anything.
Really?
Seriously.
All of our questions were just answered.
Doesn't matter what it is. Jared and Katie, in the morning, if you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.